We thank you that we're here to praise you. Not just with our lips, Father, but with our lifestyle. So give you praise, glory, and honor, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I must say, how about the Miami Hurricanes, baby? Yeah. No Florida State, no Gator fan here until our boys go there. Until any one of our boys go there, then I'll root for them. But McKenzie ain't there, Mackerel, Deidrin, nobody's there, so I ain't rooting for them. When they go, then I might. Okay, let me get spiritual real quick. Father, I thank you. I thank you for everyone here, Lord. I thank you that show us how to be more of a family, Father. How to laugh with each other, how to cry with each other, how to care about each other more and more, Lord, in this life. To bring you glory, Father. Somebody said to me yesterday, and I mentioned it last night. They said, Homer, I can't understand how we can say all glory to God. And it really stuck with me because it's so true nowadays, because my pastor nailed it today. He nailed it till 1 o'clock, but he nailed it. Whew. I think he read the whole New Testament, didn't he, Kathy? But you know what? What pastor was going to preach about, that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. But he spoke about in a more deeper level than me. I don't know. But it's so true that, and I beg you tonight, listen to me. I beg you, just beg you tonight. That's a common statement in the church, all glory to God. And the person told me, I don't understand. I said, you don't understand what? He said, how that statement can be made. And then there's just lifestyles lived opposite that saying. And that's so common now in the body of Christ in general. It's so common now in the church, you know. It's gotten so sad that we serve God with our lips. 1 Peter talks about, and I can't go to the Bible yet. I'm still catching my heat, so I got to rely on memorizing what I preach, which I don't try to. I just do. I read it so much, or I've read it so much that it just stays with me. All glory goes to God is what Hollywood says that. A lot of the rappers say that. Only one problem with that, you know. All glory to God. Well, did you say that after your first or second girlfriend or your third girlfriend that you have? Did you say that before or after you got drunk, you know? Because there's no truth in the church anymore. There's no truth. Pastors don't preach truth. There's no conviction. That's why churches that don't preach truth are really growing a lot, because if a person can feel comfortable in their life doing what they're doing and feel comfortable about it, they'll go back to that church. If I'm in an adulterous relationship, if I'm cheating on my wife and I've been doing it for 6 years and I've been going to the same church over and over again, comfortable that I'm cheating on my wife, something's wrong with that. Something's wrong with me. Something's wrong with that church that I walk in an adulterous affair, cheating on my wife, and I feel comfortable about it, sitting in the same church 3 or 4 times a week. There's something wrong with that. You should leave this place mad at me sometimes, because you honestly think I'm speaking to you, but I'm not. But that's, you should leave mad at me sometimes. In 1 Peter it says, talks about glory. Let's say Alex, I ain't going to preach to you long. I'm hungry. Let's say me and Alex get into an altercation. Let's say Deidrin told Alex something that I said. And this has nothing to do with anybody. This is just a simple thing that I can. Deidrin tells Alex something about me. Me and Alex get into it. We get into it in front of the whole church. You should keep your mouth shut. Quit talking about me. And then Alex goes back at me. And we go at it. We cuss each other out. But then we realize, me and Alex, that we were wrong. So I go to him. I said, son, I'm sorry, Alex. I shouldn't have acted the way I did. And then Alex comes to me and said, I shouldn't have acted the way that I did. All good, right? No, not all good. That's typical Christian conduct. First Peter says that if you suffer, if you endure, me and Alex get into an argument. Listen to me, can me and Alex get into an argument? Afterwards, we and society finds out about our argument. The heathen, the Gentile, the unbeliever hears about our argument. And we come to terms later, well, Alex, I'm sorry, Homer, I'm sorry. But yes, society knows us. There's tension between me and him and the church. First Peter says that if you endure for doing wrong, listen to me, listen to me. We got into it. We worked together. We got into it at work. We got into it out there. And society saw that me and Alex go to the same church. We serve the same God. But me and him got into an argument. But being the mature Christians that we are, after arguing, we apologize to each other. That is typical Christian conduct. Well, we did the right thing. He asked me to forgive him. I asked him to forgive me. And we... Oh, Alex. So then we say, all is good. We're not perfect. That's so true, but that's still so wrong. What are you talking about, Pastor Omar? Listen to me. Hold on. First Peter says that if you suffer for doing bad and you endure, he said there's no glory in that. Because we acted the same exact way that society expects Christians to act like. See, there's no glory in it. If I argue with Alex, my brother in God, if I argue with him and I cuss him and he cusses me in society, yet society sees us act like fools. Yet even though we embrace in front of society, Alex, I'm sorry, Homer, I'm sorry, there's no glory in that. Yes, we're to ask for forgiveness. Yes, we are. But First Peter says that the name of God is still mocked. Because of our error. We ought to live for desperate situations. We ought to live for society to be mean with me and you. If we say all glory to God, yes, let's prove it. We ought to live for somebody that's not a believer in Jesus Christ. We ought to live for them to cuss me and you. We ought to live for that moment. Not live for the moment where another brother in Christ makes me mad. But we ought to live for society to cuss me and you and treat us in a terrible manner. Why should we live? That's so we can give God true glory. How do I bring Him true glory? By telling my brother I'm sorry? Him telling me he's sorry? Not really. Society expects me and you to act the fool in front of them just so they can talk about our God. First Peter says, if you endure for doing wrong, he said, there's no glory in that. Glory to who? Glory to the Father. But there's glory, Kathy, but there's glory when I'm living this walk right. When society talks about me as an evildoer, jealous of my relationship with Jesus Christ, and they talk about me, and I endure it, then there's glory in that. What glory? Okay, let me explain to you what I'm talking about. Deidre, we know him as Big Sexy. His glory is he's incredibly strong. One day I said, DJ, I don't believe you can do 405. He said, oh, P, huh? Why are you going to treat me? Why are you disrespecting me for? You know how he says it? Why are you disrespecting me for? So he showed me his glory. Put 405 on. Poop, poop, poop. Three times. No warm up. That's his glory. That's what he's known for. Low center of gravity, extremely strong. I saw him on Facebook on YouTube squatting 5-something. Mackenzie Alexander, his glory. He's one of the best DBs in the country. That's his glory. Incredible hips. Physical. He can hit. That's his glory. Mackerel will knock you out. closing speed, hard hitter. That's his glory. My glory is I can eat a double whopper in two bites. That's my glory. Quentin's glory is he's a north and south runner. He runs north and south. That's his strong point. Elijah's glory, he can hit a baseball 400 feet. Julio's glory, he knows his buses. Renee, he ain't got no glory. I don't care. Alex's glory, he's good with computers. Great with computers. Very intelligent young man. God's given him a gift to make money using computers. You know what I mean by glory? God's glory is his power, his might, his healing power. People know God, believe it or not, through me and you. He said, if we suffer for doing wrong, 1 Peter said, there's no glory in that. You should have suffered for it. You should have took it patiently. He said, the glory is, Deidre, the glory is when somebody hates you and they talk about you. 1 Peter said, when we're reviled, we do not revile back. When we suffer, we do not threaten. We commit to him who judges righteously. I failed in those areas, my friends. That's why the church struggles so much, because although it is commendable that I apologized to Alex and he apologized to me, the only problem is we did it in the midst of a dark society that doesn't believe in Jesus. See, there's no glory in that. The glory is my God gets the glory. You know what my God's going to get the glory? I'm telling you. Guys, you're lucky. You know, you're not lucky. Christians aren't lucky. We're blessed. You're blessed. I'm going to tell you why you're blessed. Do you know the hours that I sit in my house at my desk staring at my Bible? I leave it open on purpose, imagining the day that I'll be able to read it. I traveled a lot this summer with the company that I work for, and I can talk like this in front of you. We're grown-ups here. Brace yourself. When I go on a trip, I've been to this company for 4 weeks, 4 months, 3 weeks I was gone. I should have been gone out of the state three other times, but certain days after where I couldn't go, I got to leave again in October this month. But when I'm gone for 4 or 5 days, you know what I think about? All my kids. I think about their smiles. I think about their faces. And I sure the heck think about my wife when I'm gone. And I don't want to go home and play Monopoly with her, ladies and gentlemen. I want to hold my beautiful wife. I long the same way, listen to me, the same way I long to see my children, the same way I long to hold my wife, I long for the day when I'll be able to read my Bible for hours. And King God, you're so blessed, man, that you can open that Bible anytime you want to. I long for that day. Sometimes I lay it on my heart. I leave it open throughout the day so I can just, when I walk by, I can see myself reading. That day's coming. And when it comes, I'm going to give all the glory to my God, my Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to give him glory by the way I live. By the way I conduct myself. He says, if you're suffering, if society's talking about you because you're doing evil and you endure it, he said, there's no glory in that. The glory is when society talks about you for doing good and you endure it, then there's glory. Who gets the glory? God. Because society says this, man, that Kathy, we don't ever see her mad. Somebody might say, yes, you do. And I'm just saying, look, she's always, I told you, Alexander, happy people make me mad. I don't like seeing somebody happy all the time. Get mad on occasion. Ah, that Kathy's different. Somebody just cussed her. She looked at him. I said, ma'am, I'm sorry if I offended you. I don't know what wrong I might have caused you, but forgive me. God, that lady called Kathy every name in the book, but did you see her, the way she acted? God, what is it about her? So you see Kathy a week later. Say, hey, Miss Kathy, I seen the way that lady did you. I seen the way she was talking to you. I would have gone off on her. I would have gone off on her. Kathy says, oh, oops, almost fell there. Ooh, well, part of me wanted to go off on that lady, but a big part of me had compassion on that lady because she'll live in God through my testimony. See, that's where the glory's at. See, that's where society will say, my God, Miss Kathy, what's different about you? Well, 15 years ago, I went to this little church and I gave my life to this man named Jesus. To Jesus? Yes, to Jesus. This man named Jesus brought a peace to my life. He died on the cross for my sin. Oh, I've heard about you Christians before. Y'all some of the meanest people in the world. Yes, you're right. Unfortunately, you're right. But I just decided not just to be a regular Christian. I decided to devote my time to reading and to worshiping of God. And, well, you must do something, Miss Kathy, because you're different. Well, thank you for the compliment. But all glory goes to God the Father. That's missing, Miss Kathy, in the body of Christ. I'm going to prove it. And not to bring anything up. We know about the incident in Naples a couple of Fridays ago. I said, if that would have been my wife, I would have jumped the fence too. But do you know, okay, somebody would have, and I'm not on anybody's side. You know whose side I'm on? For the truth to come out. That's whose side I'm on. I owe nobody nothing. I have no interest in either side. I love the three guys, and I'm not on nobody's side. I'm on Jesus' side. So let's say they would have cussed my wife. I wasn't there. I don't know. I left with 3 minutes left in the game. I said, if they would have cussed my wife, I would have took up for it too. If not, I would have been a coward. That's good. So you would have seen your pastor and jumping the fence, fighting three men that cussed his wife. And you might agree with me for a little bit. Well, Pastor Homer ain't no coward, dog. You seen him hands there short, but he was going off on him. And that's fine, but that's wrong. And their hands was moving. That's why we got some hands. 2 inches. Da, 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 da. That would have made sense. But in the eyes of Jesus, what's a word to my wife? A cuss word. What about, and again, the accusations were the three men cussed out some women. Those were the accusations. I was not there. But what if I would have been the coach and my wife would have been cussed at by three men? What about if I would have heard that cuss word while I'm coaching the game? Homer, they're cussing your wife. What if I would have lived a life full of Jesus Christ? What if I turned around and I seen 3 or 4 men cussing my wife? What if? What if? I would have stretched my hand that way towards the altercation. began to pray and say, Father, I say peace in the name of Jesus Christ. And I would have gone with those three men after the game. This is living according to the Word of God. And guys, I don't really know what happened. I don't really know what happened, but and I'm not in to find out whose fault it was. This is a woman, and you know you shouldn't talk to a woman like that. And honey, maybe you shouldn't have said this to the men. But guys, whatever we've done, I ask. And you might think I'm a punk, but Jesus does it. I ask, guys, whatever my wife, whatever I did to you, I am so, so sorry. I'm so sorry for any offense we might have caused you. Let me shake your hand and say that I'm sorry and that I love you. 2,000 people that they might have called me a coward. That punk. But those three men, somehow, somewhere that day, that night, on the ride home, wherever they were going, would feel the convicting power of God through my actions. That's what's missing. A hot, passionate relationship with Jesus Christ where me and you can react in that manner. Jesus, or 1 Peter said under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, if you suffer for doing evil and you endure it, there's no glory in that. But if you suffer for doing good, he said, there's glory in that. Because the one that persecuted me and you for doing evil when we didn't do it, by our conduct in God, those three, somewhere, somehow, down the road, through the seed that we sowed in them through love, they will know that there is a God. Because we suffered for living right. Jesus was just. Before I got saved, I was what? If he was just, and before I got saved, I was what? Unjust. He was just. I was unjust. I got saved, a just person, died on the cross to make me what? Just. The just died for the unjust. Jesus died so that I would have life within me. Then he called me to go do the same exact thing for society. We endure affliction. We endure hatred. Now we're just. The just for the unjust. That's why it's not what we say, all glory be to God. Oh, really? Our actions have to line up with that statement. All glory goes to God by our conduct. And I'm not where I need to be, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not where I need to be. And I'm not here judging you. But I'm here to help you. We are just justified in the eyes of God. We're sons and daughters of God through his obedience. He's called me and you to live that life in society so that other unbelievers will see our conduct in God and say, my God, that McEnroe, my God, that Julio, that Alex, my God. They went off on him, but Alex just stood there with hope and compassion in his eyes. The dude slapped Alex. Somebody else saying, heck no, ain't nobody hitting me. They slapped Jesus. They mocked Jesus. He called me to live my life like he did. So if you suffer or they're talking about you, because you did evil and you endure that, there's no glory in that. You're supposed to endure it for doing wrong. The glory in the eyes of society is when me and you are being dogged and talked about and we endure it and say nothing back. That brings glory to God the Father. Somebody will say, my God, those Christians, they're different. They're different. They're so different. I want to be a Christian. I want to be like Deidre. I want to be like Miss Rosie. They're so different. They're always happy all the time. Who is this Jesus that Renee talks to me about? Who is this Jesus? God, I see the peace in their eyes. I see their happiness. I see the way they conduct themselves. Who is this Jesus? Hey, Miss Ashton, why are you always so happy? Not only know she's here, that I just said her name. Is she here? Okay, she's here. I knew that. I was trying to make sure you knew that I knew you were here. Ashton, why are you always so happy? Oh, well, I got a relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, I want some. You can have it. When? Right now. Okay, are you ready? Yes. Repeat after me. Okay. Say, I am a sinner. What? Repeat after me. Close your eyes. Let me hold your hand. Say, Father, I come to you as a sinner. Father, I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe that He died on the cross for my sin. Jesus, you are the Son of God. You are God. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Oh my God, it feels so awesome. Oh my God, glory be to God. But that prayer in Ashton's friend was said and meant because of Ashton's behavior in God. The church has lost its saltiness. It's lost its drive. It's lost the true meaning. It's lost the true gospel of Jesus Christ. The word virgin and abstinence are not cuss words, my friend. They are a way of life in the kingdom of the Almighty God. You guys have been on our hearts a lot. Me and Julio have been talking about you guys. You know, and I say Julio because we're alike. I act like a little kid. He does too. I got a heart for young people. He does too. I got a heart really to give. He does too. I got a heart to see young people in my house laughing with me, eating with me, watching football with me. He does too. And we love Deidrin, the football player. We love Mackerel, the football player, Jackie, Quentin, Mackerel, McKenzie, Jimmy, Elijah. We love all the cheerleaders of baseball players. But you know what we love more? Deidrin, the person. Elijah, the person. Alex, the person. Ashton, the person. And we're concerned. Dutton, the person. Dutton, the football. We love Dutton, the football player. We love Dutton, the person, more. And guys, we're just concerned for you guys. Concern. I'm your pastor. The word pastor means the word shepherd. And a shepherd tends to his flock. I'm not just to call you in love, but I'm to pray for you. But I'm just concerned about you. Because if you're having a hard time here, some of you guys got a chance to play big time Division I football and maybe make it to the next level after that. But if you make it to the level and to the next level without serving Jesus, you really failed. You really failed in life. Because when it's all said and done and the trumpet blows and the angel descends from heaven, you won't stand in front of Jesus and he's not going to ask you how fast your 40-yard dash time was. He's not going to ask you how many district titles you had. Me and you will be judged on how much we love Jesus. So sometime this week, we're going to get with you guys. We're going to sit down with you, go eat somewhere, and just share our heart with you. Because I love you, the person, more than I love you, the athlete. I mean that from my heart. We just want you to know that. It's all about him at the end of the day. It's not about lip service. It's not about quoting Bible verses. It's about living a lifestyle according to the Word of God. The woman, and I'm done with this, and saying all that, I say this, but I give you the answer to your struggles. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor." Listen to these words. Jesus was talking to people that were struggling in life. Listen to the words of God. I beg you, I'm almost done. Listen to this. Jesus was talking in the book of Matthew to people struggling in life, trying to live right, but they couldn't. He says to them, Deidre, and he says, "Come unto me." Listen to what he said. He didn't point fingers. He didn't say, "Quit, you piece of trash. Elijah, you piece of trash. I know what you're doing. What you're doing is wrong." He said, "Come unto me, Elijah. Come unto me, Quentin." "But Jesus, you don't know what I do." He said, "Come unto me." That's the kind of God I want to serve, did you, when I fail? And his hands are wide open. Say, "Come on, son." Jesus said to me and you, "Come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden." He said, "And I, Jesus, the Son of God," he said, "I will give you rest." He said, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He said, "I am meek and humble, and you will learn from me." You mean, "Jesus, I'm a mess, Jesus. I've tried. I can't seem to make it, Lord." Just come unto me, Mackenzie. Come unto me, Miss Rosie. Come unto me. Learn from me, Jesus. I'm meek. Teach you my ways. The woman caught in adultery. She was caught in the very act. Men wanted to judge her according to the law. The same men that wanted to have her stoned because of adultery were the same men that wanted to kill Jesus because of his perfection. They were judging her according to something they were guilty of, breaking the law. Woman caught in adultery. Jesus said to her, "Woman, go and sin no more." He said, "Love has come." He knows the struggles I have. He knows the struggles you have. He knows what you do when nobody else knows. He knows what you do. He knows your dark secrets. He knows my dark secrets. He knows your struggles. He knows my struggles. He knows your hatred. He knows my hatred. He knows the areas that you struggle in. He knows the areas that I struggle in. But he told a woman that was caught in adultery, go and sin no more. He's telling me and you today, go and sin no more. Come to me. Learn of me. I'll teach you, Deidre. I'll teach you, Julio. I'll teach you how to fall in love with God. My God's not mad at any of you. I'd rather you come to church in any way, shape, or form that you come in. This is like a hospital for the sick. This is where me and you come together as a family to hear God's word, to give me and you hope for a better day tomorrow. There is a place in God that me and you can find if we wish to. We can sit down and read our Bibles and grow in Him. I long for that day, Big Sexy. I long for that day where I can sit down and open that Bible. I just hold it sometimes. I lust after my Bible. I really and truly lust after my Bible. I'm here to give you hope. This one man named Jesus Christ. It's time for me and you to give Him glory by our conduct. There'll be an opportunity tomorrow, and I'm done in 2 minutes. We're going to worship a little bit. There'll be an opportunity tomorrow for somebody to be rude with you. Maybe it's a friend. I'm talking to myself right now. It might be a coach in football practice tomorrow. It might be a coach. It might be your mama. It might be my mother-in-law with no teeth. Anyway, tomorrow you're going to have an opportunity to give your God glory. When? When somebody tries to make you mad tomorrow, how we react is how much glory we give God. Let's long for that opportunity to give God glory. He ain't mad at nobody in here, man. But He's saying, come unto me. Come unto me and learn of me. Amen. That was real short, but strong. So me or either Julio will be calling some of you this week, before Friday, before Thursday for sure. We just want to get with you and share our hearts with you. And it will be this week. It will be. I got 3 months of nothing but praying because I'm on leave at work. So I got 3 months to pray for hours a day with pay. If I don't get healed in 3 months, I'm getting fired. Praise the Lord. No fear, according to Psalm 63. My expectation is from Him. He is my rock, my strength, and my salvation. Ask me that again in 3 months if I get fired. See if I still feel the same way. My friends, spend time with Jesus. Spend time with Jesus Christ. I don't care if you slip up tomorrow. Keep coming back to church, man. I don't care what you do. You got the power of your born again to overcome it. But if you slip up today, keep coming. Keep coming to church. Keep coming to church. Amen. So if we're being talked about, because we did wrong and we endure it. There's no glory in that. The glory is when we're being talked about for doing good and we endure it. That's where our Father gets the glory. We are the salt of this earth. We are a peculiar people. Believe it or not, and I'm done in 30 seconds, the day you gave your life to Jesus, you became a new species. You're an alien from another world. You are a son of God. You are a son of the kingdom. So we must live according, we must live our lives according to the kingdom that we're from. And the kingdom in the world that we're from is heaven. We are sons of God. Read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Read Matthew 5, 6, and 7 over and over again and pray in the Spirit, pray in tongues. I don't hold one over the other. Some people won't agree with that statement. I don't care. You can't have one without the other. My personal preference is I hold the Bible really more than anything because it's God's Word. I can feel God working in me as I read the Bible. I can feel a washing within me. But then again, when I pray in tongues, I can understand what I'm reading. Matthew 5, 6, and 7 and pray in tongues. Pray in tongues, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Till when? Till you get it. And when you think you got it, pray in it some more. And read it some more. Amen. Bow your heads with me, please. Father, we bless you. I thank you for my friends here. Father, I thank you for your word. I felt your presence on us so strong, Father, on the word. Thank you for the remembrance, Father, in my heart of your word. Thank you that you're holy and that you offer me hope and strength, Father. I pray for my friends here, Father. I pray that the convicting power of God would consume them and your love would draw them nigh, Lord, to a place of communion with you, Father, where their actions speak louder than their words, Father. I thank you so much, Lord, for this youth group, for these young people, Father. We don't provide many things in the natural, but we will provide the anointing and truth, Lord. So I give you praise. You praise. Let's come up and worship the Lord before we go home if you don't mind. Let's give him all you got this evening.